Good evening, welcome to day 15. Great minds discuss ideas, average minds events, small minds discuss people. Famous line from Eleanor Roosevelt that I used to introduce the psychology behind gossip. Okay, and we spoke about the three types of Lashon Hara, speaking ill of others, Rechilut, tale-bearing, Lashon Hara, which is specifically negative information about other people, and Motzi Shemra, saying something which is negative and not true. And the common thread running throughout these three forms of slander is the focus that we have on other people's lives. And I mentioned in the chapter, you know, why do we derive such pleasure from speaking about other people's lives? And that's because there's an easy way and a more difficult way of improving ourselves. And that's what we're trying to do in this whole 40-day challenge and throughout the month of Elul. The easy way is to look at other people and to say, how am I doing in relation to other people? Because you can always find someone that's doing a little worse, or, you know, or in some way relative to what our potential is. But that's the very point. We're looking at ourselves and becoming the very best version of ourselves, not better than someone else. One other idea that I wanted to share behind Lashon Hara, which is from the late and great Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who in his commentary on the one episode in the Torah that describes slander, when Moshe's sister Miriam speaks ill of Moshe, and it's difficult to understand what was so bad, what was going on that was so wrong about what Miriam said about Moshe. She was complaining that all the Jewish people had separated from their spouses for a period of 3 days before the giving of the Torah at Sinai, but Moshe never reunited with his wife. And it didn't seem, you know, on the surface, it doesn't really seem like Lashon Hara. I mean, it was true and it was nothing negative, really. I mean, it seems like she was feeling badly for her sister-in-law, Fitzipora, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explains. The root of Lashon Hara is denying that which is unique and singular to another person. You see, what Miriam failed to understand about her brother Moshe, she said, "Halo rak ach b'Moshe dibir Hashem." Was it only with Moshe that God spoke? Didn't God speak to all of us? Didn't we all stand at Sinai? We all separated from our spouses to prepare for that very lofty spiritual event, but then we all reunited with our spouses. How come Moshe didn't? She failed to understand, Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, that Moshe's level of nevuah, of prophecy, was on a much higher level, that his level of prophecy was spiritually superior to all others, which is why God appeared to Miriam in speaking to her about what she said and what she did. He appeared to her pitom, it says, suddenly, to give her a sense of the way that God appeared to Moshe suddenly. The Torah says that God spoke to Moshe pel peh, face to face. Yes, God spoke to all of Israel at Sinai. Yes, the entire Jewish people stood at Sinai and, quote unquote, saw God or heard God reveal the Torah to them, but it wasn't on the same level as Moshe. Moshe had a unique and superior peh el peh, face to face, so to speak, type of encounter with God when he received prophecy, unlike the rest of the Jewish people. And that, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is an emblematic of Lashon Hara in general, which is to say that we're all the same. You think you have something unique and special about you. You think you're different like this, or you're special like that. No, you're just like all of us. And that's what Miriam was doing. She was saying, what do you mean? We're all in the Nevi'im. We all stood at Sinai. We all heard the Torah being given from God. No, she failed to understand that Moshe's level of prophecy was greater. It was different. It was qualitatively unique from the rest of the Jewish people. And that's what we have to recognize about each other, that there is something special and unique about each other. When I was a kid, right, there were two things that would upset me if you insulted me. If you said I was a bad basketball player and I was a bad drummer, those were the two things when I was in high school that meant so much to me. You could say that, oh, you're terrible at math. Wouldn't matter. It wouldn't bother me because that's not how I defined myself at that time in my life. What made me feel good about me was my paradiddles on the drum and my layups on the court. And that is what was unique about me, and denying that uniqueness in another person is really what goes to the heart of speaking Lashon Hara and why it's so damaging to other people and why we have to be so careful, because our identity and our own sense of self is wrapped up in what makes us different and unique. And when we deny that in others, we're denying that which is really, truly special, and that can be very painful and hurtful. Have a wonderful night. Take care.